Eli, it's Bernie in Ireland, and I'm confused about call-ins. I know you apparently sent you something for Barbara or about Barbara with Barbara. Hey, a few days ago it was all about call-ins. Even Dewan enjoyed the give and take we had back and forth about version two. So, yeah, I'm very confused. I'm asking students on version three about their phones today, you know, how they use them and memory issues and all that stuff. If you want to sneak a peek there. It'd be handy to have you call in about that. You know, how dependent we are about making content on our phone and what that depends upon. You know, a good microphone, whole pinhole, the ability to maybe buffet wind or making sure it doesn't get in the way. You know, good hearing your voice, Eli. New voices on the discovery board on version 2. That's good, isn't it?
Hello, this is Eli in Japan. I am echoing an episode from version 3 of Anchor using version 2. So I will play a voice message and a small episode from my friend Greg Dixon. First, I want to point out it's 6:20 a.m. here on Thursday. That makes it 2:20 p.m. on Wednesday, 5 on the West Coast, 5:20 on the East Coast of America, and 11:20 in Europe. This is from the Heartfelt Life and Biz channel station, and it's Greg, and I'm echoing Anchor V1 veteran asked, what do I need to know about episode 3? And here we go. It's coming.
Hey there, Greg Dixon here.
Hi, Greg.
So I'm here on Anchor version 3.
I'm on V2 and 3.
Some of you may not know me. I'm an old OG, original gang from version 1.
In Japan, it's OB.
Version 2 for a bit, and then, I don't know, things happened. And yeah, busy with life.
Good.
Got married.
Yay.
Stuff like that. Business is growing. So.
Growing business.
And now I'm pivoting my business. My wife and I are starting a business called Life Origami.
That's a cool name.
Where we're going to, our tagline is dance in your dreams awake. Yes, indeed. So if you can dance in your dreams awake, you truly can. And so I got a little bit of nasal congestion this morning. But I'm curious, what do you think I need to know about Anchor version 3?
Okay, I'm pressing pause there to see if I can continue your recording on version 3.
Tell me a little bit about your experience here. And
that works. First of all, what you need to know, Greg, is you cannot echo on version 3. You have to use another application and record it, and then you can echo it that way. So, I would like to point out, well, I'll let you continue your episode here.
And it really does have some very interesting tools that I shouldn't ignore. And so, thinking my friend Eli Garf and maybe Bernie Goldback.
Bernie.
Myself and maybe some others, we can get on here and have a conversation.
Yes, the way to do that is to go into your invite friends feature and have a phone call, which it's like a phone call that gets recorded, so it's free international calls. I think the sound quality is perfect.
But social audio, what do y'all think?
That was it. That was the whole episode. So on version 3, you go into the main screen with the big red button, and there's a green round thing and a purple one with two faces that says record with friends. And so what we're going to do is contact you. But first, I want to play your voice message. Is Vaudel a Flash in the Pan? Is the title. And it's queuing.
Good morning, Eli.
Yeah, it is.
So I was listening to you on Vaudel and decided to reply to you here.
Good idea.
Maybe I need to change my attitude about Anchor.
Yeah, it's more efficient.
Start using it more.
It's more efficient here.
I love what you said, that I'm out in Japan past the middle of nowhere. I went insane. I left. I love that.
Good. I love love. I love the love.
The bottle's kind of dropped off precipitously.
I think it's a lull.
In terms of engagement, listeners, is just, I don't know what happened to it. The founders aren't engaged. They don't use their own platform.
They don't answer questions.
As you newly noted.
It's driving me a little batty. They don't answer questions. Oh, okay, so that was his voice message from Heartfelt Life and Biz, which is Greg Dixon. And yeah, there's usability features or functions or non usability problems on Vottl, and I need to know why Vottl won't answer questions, simple questions like why there are no timestamps on the posts, and when are they going to allow us to edit posts. So it's kind of inefficient over there. It's a little bit more efficient here. So I'm echoing. This is the only way I know how to echo on version 3 is to use version 2, or you can use another recording program or app, and I'm just trying to help build the community and be a part of a community, because I don't want to just sit around listening to stuff, and I will be coming back with some music. This is my 20,420th day, 20420. It's Thursday, April 12th. I'm Eli. Love, Earth, Hope, Peace. Don't worry, be happy. Okay, this is Eli again. I'm trying to make this more succinct and clear. And it's actually profound. So, is Vottl a flash in the pan? Was a question being asked. Question asked by a friend, colleague, that I met on Vottl. And now we're hooked up over here. Actually, I don't know if I hooked up with you here first, Greg, but I think there's a lot that has to be done. Everybody's busy, but if we focus, we can make something happen. And I think the most important point is to get the right group of people together and have some sort of a time frame where we have a goal. Absolutely tired of staring at a computer screen. I abhor looking at my iPhone to look at social media since I got an iPad. And to be honest, I'd rather just have one day a week where I do social media and the rest of the time use email and phone calls. But we can make phone calls. The easiest way is using Anchor, the invite friends feature. Are you aware of that? So in lieu of a voice message, which is only 1 minute, I'm opting to use an episode or a segment. And I'll do this on both version 2 and version 3 to make sure you get it. And I like certain aspects of Vottl, mainly that there's a community of people over there. So even though it seems like things have dropped off, maybe that's just a lull. And I think it's more that people are busy with their day-to-day things. Like, I'd rather be spending time on the piano and teaching people and getting things done. However, I think it's vital that we connect, that I feel an obligation to society to try to do something about the insanity in the social structures, in the infrastructure of social, I mean, I'm talking politics, government, corporations that are screwing people over. And I am not, who was it? Davy and Goliath? Maybe I'm a sort of a Davy. I don't know. I want to do something. You know what I'm talking about? Okay, so this is a message about the usability, the functionality of these audio sites, including Anchor and including Vottl. I think I want to address Anchor right now because I started using Anchor. It's kind of ironic. It's weird. I found it because I was looking for a way to do podcasting, and I came across Anchor as the future of radio. Radio reinvented. And I found a great community of people going back and forth and talking to one another in a very efficient manner. And then 2 days after I started using Anchor, they rolled out the version 3 and it became simply podcasting. Now, I don't have anything against podcasting, but I think it's similar to television, where people just sit there watching and not commenting, and I find that to be absolutely horrible. So no thank you. If you're going to do a podcast, it has to be more like live radio. But this isn't live, but you can still contact me at any time, 24 hours a day. My name's Eli Garf. I'm a pianoworist, P-I-A-N-O-warist. Pianoworist, and I am available for parties, especially the pre-revolution opening party, or just for whatever. I like music more than anything, and I like food, and I like comedy, and so yeah, Greg, I honestly did go insane, and I left because it was just, I didn't find it to be anything special insane, so I left. Now I'm out here. I'm out sane, and it's nice to know you. I hope, hopefully we can connect. I owe you an email, and I think we should make a rule about using audio on in an email. If you do insert an audio file, you should include some... well, either you could do a transcript and include the transcript, or at least give a timestamp. Let the listener know how long it is, so that you can set aside the proper amount of time. All right, I'm out of time here. This is part two, responding to Greg and his channel on Anchor is called Heartfelt Life and Biz. I think his business name is Life Origami. Good stuff, man. Bye.